Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on a special Sunday in the life of many for the rite of confirmation, to have these four youth back up front and to confirm their baptismal vows and publicly confess their belief in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Welcome to all of their family and friends that are here with us, and that we would worship and praise Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, together. Only announcement that I have, in addition, or it's actually in your bulletin, but if you are 7th through 12th grade, next Sunday is the annual youth breakfast. Part of that is a senior recognition. That's during the Sunday school hour at 9:15 that starts. So if you can make that, please RSVP to the office by Wednesday evening. So thank you for that. You're all looking at me. It's been so long. This is the first Sunday back that we are resuming passing the peace. Remember the aspect of not all of us like to shake hands or not all of us like to hug. Be respectful of one another, but greet one another in the name of the Lord.
It's good to hear all the greetings this morning. Our opening scripture this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 through 9, and can be found on page 1128 of your pew Bible. I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, is faithful. Let's pray. Lord God, this morning we celebrate with the four youth who will publicly confirm their decision to follow you. You have been at work in this world from the first day of creation up until today. So many lives down through the centuries have been shaped by your hand. By walking in faith with you, you enable people to go beyond what is humanly possible, thus changing the course of history in ways both large and small. You are an awesome God. Amen.
Psalm 9 says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart,
and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I'll be glad and praise you, and I'll sing praise to your name, O Most High. I invite you to stand as we worship together.
I think we're going to start with Days of Elijah. Since we're all standing, I don't want you to stand too long. So in Micah 7:7, it says, but as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Days of Elijah was written with a theme of hope. Elijah felt alone and isolated, but God told him to stand up and speak for him. How bold are we in our faith in declaring the word of the Lord? Please join us in the song, Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sore, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, preparing the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. And these are the days of his trials becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, He comes, riding on the cross, shining like the stars at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, He comes, riding on the cross, shining like the sun at the trumpet call. Lift your voice, it's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
And His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, for He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. This is kind of a call and response. Gentlemen, if you want to follow the men, and ladies, you follow us. We are going to sing You Are Holy, and immediately followed by the song Step by Step.
You are holy.
Oh,
Come now to a time of prayer where we as a church approach our Father in heaven with what's on our hearts and minds with our petition. So let us pray together. Dear Father, you have given the church your gift of salvation and grace, and by your grace and by your guidance, you have nurtured these confirmands in their faith through the word and through this church. And we thank you for all your goodness and for all your faithfulness in leading them to this day. And we rejoice that today that they will profess the one true faith in the company of you and the company of this church. We pray that they will always profess this faith and be sustained in that faith by your word and by this church. We rejoice that they are your beloved children, that they are redeemed by your Son Jesus, and that they are sanctified by your Holy Spirit, that they will indeed inherit eternal salvation and forever sing your praises. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and your feet on this earth. We thank you for the service project this last yesterday with Help Build Hope, that all that we do may be for the good of this community and for your glory. And that when needs arise in this community, that you would help us to remember our own profession of faith, that we would remember what Jesus did for us, we would remember our own baptism, our own confirmation, that we too have promised to follow you. And from that deep well of love that you have shown us, that we would love others in the same way, that our faith would bear fruit, that our faith would not be dead but alive and vibrant and active in this world. And in all this, we pray for your Holy Spirit to help us accomplish these things. And now we pray for what you have taught us to pray for what we truly need in this life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Our sermon scripture is taken from John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, and can be found on page 1066 of the Pew Bible. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." These are the words of the Lord.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Riley, how dirty are your feet? You're the only one up here in bare feet. Look at that. Can you hold your feet up? Can I see how dirty they might be? Oh, they're not too bad. But some of you have on flip-flops, some of you have on sandals. If you walk around outside long enough with either bare feet or sandals or flip-flops, you think your feet are going to get dirty? Yeah, they will. They will eventually. That's kind of what the story from the Bible that we just heard from John chapter 13, where, remember, back in biblical days, they didn't all have different types of shoes for every day. Sometimes they had sandals. Sometimes they just walked around in bare feet. And they weren't walking on sidewalks or paved roads. They often walked just on dirt. And so they had the custom that when you entered somebody's house, there was a basin like this, and there was a pitcher of water, and there was water in there. And if it was in a house where they had a servant would pour that water for you, and you'd stand there and you'd put one foot in the water and they'd wash it for you. They'd dry that, and then you'd put the other foot and they'd dry that too. And so they washed the dirt off of your feet, so then you didn't track that all through the house. Now, do you enter your homes and your parents want you to take your shoes off before you go too far to keep some of the stuff off? Yeah, some of you are shaking. Some of you are blessed not to have to do that. Well, Jesus, he took on the role of a servant, and he washed all the feet of his disciples. They had come through towards the end of the day. They were sitting down at the table eating their evening meal, and they had dirty feet. And for some reason, the household servant wasn't there. And none of the other disciples thought about washing the feet of Jesus. So he wrapped a towel around his waist, and he went from person to person to disciple and washed their feet. And that's part of the Bible stories that we need to remember, and that as Jesus washed his feet, it was symbolic. It means that as we believe in Jesus Christ, as we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our hearts may get dirty. We may hurt somebody. We may hit somebody. We may say something that's not very nice. We may forget to do something somebody has asked us to do. We may lie. We may cheat at a game. And that makes our hearts dirty. And so Jesus came that as we confess, as we say we're sorry, just like the water can wash our dirty feet, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, can cleanse our heart. And that all that things that we've done wrong is removed. And we can praise and thank Jesus for his love. So Jesus came to serve, and he came to cleanse us. And so when you think about foot washing, I want you to think about our hearts being cleaned through Jesus dying on the cross, that we would know him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing of the Bible. We thank you for how Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and how as we believe in him, he washes us clean as we seek forgiveness, as we confess our sin, and he forgives us and makes us new and whole. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
We have many opportunities to serve others. One of these is to give back a portion of the blessings with which we have been entrusted. I now invite the ushers forward to receive the morning offering. Let's pray. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts to offer, the fruits of our labor and of the skills you have given to us. Use us and our possessions to further your work in the world. Amen. Please be seated.
Once was lost, but now am found. I once was lost, but now am found. So far away, but I'm home now. I once was lost, but now am found. And now my life song sings. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was blind, but now I see. I don't know how, but when he touched me, I once was blind, but now I see. And now my life song sings.